regarding the Megillah on Shabbat. Is Megillat Esther on Shabbat Mukseh? The Pri Hadash in Siman Tafresh Pechet in Se'if Vav clearly writes that Megillat Esther is Mukseh on Shabbat and one is not allowed to move it. The Matei Yehuda explains the Pri Hadash. Why should it be Mukseh? So he explains like this. Since the Hakamim made a Gezerah that you cannot read Megillah on Shabbat, Gezerah, that you might come to carry it. So once the rabbis forbade the reading of a Megillah to stand on Shabbat, it becomes Mukseh. So the Matei Yehuda says that means that only on the Shabbat that Purim falls out on. Which means it's possible that the 15th of Adar can fall out on Shabbat. Let's say for the walled cities. So only on the Shabbat of Purim itself, since that's when the rabbinical enactment of forbidding to read kicks in, on that Shabbat Megillah is Mukseh. But on any other type of Shabbat, where there's no Gezerah, the Shabbat Megillah will not be Mukseh. Therefore, this year, Purim is not on Shabbat. The 13th of Adar is on Shabbat. Purim is on Sunday, which is the 14th. Therefore, lahalakha, it is not Mukseh on Shabbat. One is able to, wants to open it up, he wants to read from it. Of course, it doesn't mean he can carry it on Shabbat. He has to bring his Megillah to the synagogue from before Shabbat and hide and then bring it out on Motzei Shabbat. But if let's say he comes to synagogue on Shabbat and he wants to open his Megillah and read it a little and so on, you know, say the Devei Torah from it, of course, Megillat Esther is not Mukseh on Shabbat. Only on the Shabbat of Purim itself, then already one should not. But that does not happen in Galut, where we are. The 14th cannot happen on Shabbat. Therefore, we will not have a problem to gabe this subject.